Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT and Leanne After Hours, the conversation that continued after the show was done.
Hey everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef. Hey everybody, welcome to After Hours here on Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, along with Hall of Famer, co-pilot, and Supreme Allied Commander of Pig Powder, Leanne Whippen. And today we're very fortunate to have Christy Vanover with us from Girls Can Grill. Christy was one of my first victims on this show years ago, and I've always appreciated that. And she's come a very long ways, but now we're really going to test her.
So we didn't
do After Hours when you were on before. Okay,
this is all fun.
Okay, couple of easy ones here. What would you say your success to failure ratio is when you're creating a new dish or a new recipe?
I would say most of the time it's spot on. I would say probably 90% of the time it maybe just needs a little tweak in seasoning, unless I'm trying something completely new. Like I tried yesterday and I went through four bags of shrimp. That was an expensive lesson. Yeah, most of the time pretty good.
Okay. If you could cook for and then dine with a historical figure, who would it be and what would be on the menu?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's a toughie.
I know. Maybe Teddy Roosevelt, so that we could talk about national parks. It would definitely be something meat heavy. I don't even know if I've had vegetables on the table for him.
That's awesome.
Okay, Christy, if Leanne declared you supreme ruler of barbecue for a day, what would you, as supreme ruler, decree?
Well, I've been talking about this. Now I'm just kind of focusing on competition barbecue, but I've been talking about this on my podcast, is that I want to see more variety in flavor profiles in KCBS competitions. Yeah. So somehow I would decree that let's change things up.
There you go. What's the biggest mistake you've ever made during a competition?
I brined my chicken thighs for too long and they turned into rubber and I got second to last place in chicken.
Oh, well,
that wasn't that long ago. I think that was last year. I should have just pulled the skins off.
If you could work with one of your barbecue heroes, just you and that person spending a day just doing stuff, who would it be?
I'd go with Leanne.
Well, of course you would.
Come on.
Yeah. No, I'm serious. Well, I don't think we've ever cooked together, so that would be really
fun. We haven't. We've crossed paths a lot, and I've seen you at the Jack a lot, but I haven't been competing much, although I am doing one next month.
Uh-oh. Cat's out of the bag now.
Are you going to be in Key West doing that one?
No. This is in Riverview. Florida. I'm actually cooking with a team. They asked that I cook with them. So
nice.
It isn't full on me. So I'm just going to help out. I don't know. It's been a while. It's been a couple of years since I did my own thing and I kind of getting the itch again. So this will satisfy that, hopefully.
She's a lot of fun, Christy. Most of the time to work around. But if you ever get that chance, just make sure you have some peanut M&Ms in your backpack, because she'll follow you anywhere for peanut M&Ms. Okay.
Right.
What's the dumbest thing you've ever seen done with a grill or a smoker, any type of cooker? The dumbest thing.
I don't know. Nothing is I mean, nothing's jumping out like that stands out other than people putting meat on before you get clean smoke and then, you know, complaining, why does it taste so bitter? But that's not really a dumb thing. It's just a lack of understanding. So I know there's been crazy stuff on Instagram. It's just nothing's popping in my mind.
That's fine. Something different. If we put Christy's skills to music, what would the music be?
Country music. Yeah.
Okay. Now, being an old radio guy, I got to ask you, real country music or the stuff they play today?
Actually, most of the time I've got 90s country music playing in my trailer. So.
Okay. All right. I can live with that pretty easily. Do you remember the first thing you ever grilled or smoked?
Yes, actually I do. It was when we first got married, we had a gas grill. I made barbecue chicken. I think it was quarters or thighs, and I didn't know how to grill, and I brushed them with barbecue sauce and put them on the grill raw, they got all crispy, and I'm like, they're ready. I was a newlywed, and then we cut into them and they were raw and they were burnt outside.
I'll tell you a quick story here. When my brother's first wife, they bought a new house and they invited me over. I was a kid and she made this beautiful apple pie. I mean, it was gorgeous. Tried to stick the knife in to cut it. Wouldn't work. Wouldn't go in. Finally, we got it in and my brother picked it up and the whole pie came out of the pie dish. So that's always kind of my gold standard in things like that. If you were an animal, what animal would you be, Christy, and why?
Probably a dog, because I'm pretty loyal to people. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's good. What's your favorite movie? Leanne's is Animal House.
No,
it's just because it's silly, Zoolander.
That's a good one.
There you go. What's one thing you miss about your 20s or your time in college?
I think I didn't care about things. I didn't.
Right.
I miss living a life without a cell phone and social media. Like I preferred life without cell phones and social media. So yeah. I miss that.
Yeah. God bless you for that. name one book that should be mandatory reading for everyone.
The Barbecue Bible.
Okay.
Stephen Franklin.
Yeah.
What's the first thing you do when you get up in the morning?
That's personal. I mean, I brush my teeth and then I play Wordle.
Okay. Yeah, after the preliminaries, you know, like that. Although we did have one guest actually lay it out there, so to speak. Yeah. And I was like, oh, God. Okay. Do you think that cooking with all the, and I'm not so much talking about barbecue, but just cooking, conventional cooking, can help kids who have trouble learning math?
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's a great way to understand fractions and proportions. So yeah.
Yeah. I think it's all good. How are we doing on time? I got Leanne's got us on a clock here today and that's fine. Okay. What would be your last meal if you were on death row?
Probably Colby ribs, white rice, and Hawaiian mac salad.
Wow. That's good. That's good.
And maybe a slice of peach pie, a la mode.
Now I know why you're so totally upset you aren't going to Hawaii for that.
Yes.
I was going to tell you, I'm going to be in Hawaii at the end of November. And I was thinking, man, if that's the same time, I'll come over and track that down. Like that. Okay. Here is the last question. Christy Vanover from Girls Can Grill, what is your advice to the world? Here's your message. Here's your chance to give a message to the world. What would it be?
Be kind and don't stop smiling.
Good message.
Very good.
So I'm sorry we have to cut it a little short today, but you are always welcome back on this show. We'll try not to make it like 7 years next time or something like that. But Christy, again, where can people find you? How can they look you up?
Yeah, you can find me at girlscangrill.com. Lots of recipes and tips there. I'm on all the socials at Girls Can Grill and Barbecue Tips Podcast every Thursday.
Excellent. Thank you, Christy. Great. Thank you, Leanne.
Thank you.
We'll be back next week with another edition of Barbecue Nation with JT and Leanne. Until then, like I said, remember our motto, turn it, don't burn it. Go out, have some fun, and be kind. Take care, everybody.